Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, February the 18th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo, and tonight we are talking about the 2017 O-Level English Paper 2 rewrite set for Friday this week, after the results were nullified by government last week, citing widespread cheating by students. Fair play or foul? Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct on 001-202-619-2077. We are also streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, at VOA Shona, and at VOA Ndebele. We are also, of course, streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. Welcome, Zimbabwe. Again, I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. The High Court in Harare today heard arguments from lawyers representing parents who oppose a rewrite for the 2017 O-Level English Paper 2 on Friday this week, after the results were nullified by government last week, alleging widespread cheating by students following a leak last year. Professor Paul Mavima caught flak from Zimbabweans, teachers unions, students and parents alike when he made the statement last week. And as I said, the High Court will make a ruling tomorrow on whether the rewrite should go ahead as scheduled by government on Friday, or as these parents want, it should be cancelled. That's what we are here about today. And as always, we want to hear from you, students at home, parents, pretty much everyone. That's an issue affecting pretty much everyone in Zimbabwe. And we want to hear from you tonight. Yilo utaba esingalo lamhlanje, sihlobo zam esithandekayo, utaba lwemihloliso eka O-Level elotshwe ngabafundi last year ngomnyaka odlule, ikha iphepha lesikhiwa u-English Paper 2. Umphathintambo wezemfundo ubaba uPaul Mavima wazise ngeviki edluleyo ukubana imi impumela yalo mhloliso yalelo phepha isicitshiwe, isikhanseliwe. Ngakho abafundi bonke abalobe isikhiwa Paper 2 last year kumele ba bale njalo ngolesihlanu lwa kuliviki. Le into esicunule kakhulu abantu abanengi, kakhulu abafundi, ababalisi, abazali, abantu abanengi bathukuthele. Njalo bakhona abazali asebehambe emthethwandaba eHarare High Court. Iluhluzileke inkundla lolo daba lamhlanje. Abazali laba bathi uPaul Mavima kumele abanjwe ngamandla, engaze aqhubekela phambili ngemizamo yakhe le. Abafundi bengaze babanjwa ngamandla ukubana babhale kakutsha leli phepha ngolwesihlanu. Ngakho ke idale le High Court liza kwethula isinqumo salo kusasa. Abazali laba bahambe emthethwandaba besekelwa bexhaswa ngamagqwetha alwela amalungelo oluntu aweZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Ngakho siza kuzwa ke khonapho kusasa ukubana inkundla izathatha uhlangothi lukahulumende, imhloliso iye phambili ngolwesihlanu, kumbe uzathatha icele labazali lozulu nje weZimbabwe jikelele. Ngoba abantu abaningi bathi hayibo kungani uhulumende ejezisa abafundi bonke kungakhathalekile ukuthi balutshwana abangabe beqilibezele ekubhaleni leyo mihloliso. Ndo nyaya iri mugango nasi veduwe nyaya yevunzo ze olevu mucharangarira kuti svondo rapfuura gurukota rinoona nezvedzidzo vaprofesa Paul Mavhima vakaudza kuti zvakabuda mubvunzo dzeenglish paper 2 olevu gore rapfuura zvakansilwa hazvichashandi. Naizvozvo vana vakanyora pepa iri gore rapfuura vanofanira kunge vachidzokera kumaexamination centers zvekare svondo rino nemusi wechishanu kunonyora bvunzo idzi patsva. Iro rinova danho rinopikiswa nevanhu vakawanda vanosanganisira vadzidzi, vabereki nevadzidzisi. Saka nhasi dare reHigh Court ranzwa nyaya yakakwidzwa nevabereki vaviri kuHarare vachipikisa nyaya iyi vachiti haiwa, handizvo, vana havafaniri kubatwa nesimba kuti vange vachinyora pepa iri patsva. Naizvozvo dare reHigh Court richange richitura mutongo waro panyaya iyi nezvenyaya iyi mangwana. And joining me now is a human rights lawyer, Jeremiah Bamu. Mr. Bamu, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and thank you for bringing me on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Let's dive in. What do you make of this, case that has gripped the nation so much?
I agree with the issues that are raised in the case. When students sit for examinations, the general thinking and expectation is that the exams will be marked and results will be released on time. If there are any negative issues arising from the exam, for example, issues of cheating, it's only proper and prudent for the exam to be stopped there and then, or to punish only those who have been caught cheating, instead of penalizing the whole nation and all the students who were not party and parcel to the cheating process.
I'm sure you've been following proceedings in court. How do you think the court will rule tomorrow?
I will not preempt the decision of the court, but I can only hope that justice will prevail and the proper thing will be done.
Okay, suppose these parents lose tomorrow. Is there any recourse, any further recourse that they can get or pursue before Friday?
Assuming they lose, there is the option of appealing against the decision of the High Court in the Supreme Court, and they can equally seek for urgent determination of their appeal.
And vanhu vakawanda vabhamu vari kushora zvikuru danho ratorwa nehurumende iri vari kuti haiwa vanhu vadzidzi vakabiridzira musarudzo idzi sei hurumende kana kuti ZIMSEC isina kudzivirira ivo, isina kupanicha ivo vega pane kuti vange vachipanicha munhu wese, vachiranga munhu wese. Vadzidzi vakawanda vamwe vanga vakunyika dzakasiyana siyana asi vakumhanyira kuZimbabwe kudzokera kumusha kuno inyora bvunzo idzi zvekare nemusi wechishanu. Muri kuzvionawo sei izvo? Pane hungwaru here padanho reZIMSEC iri?
Kudzidza kwatakaita nekuziva kwatinoita ndezve kuti mhosva inofanira kubata muridzi wayo. Hazvifaniri kuti munhu apara mhosva zvoobata nedzaruva rose kana dzinza rose. Kana kuri kunzi pane vaviri kana vatatu vakabatwa vachibiridzira mazamanishoni, mhosva ngaibate vaviri vatatu ivavo voga, kwete kuchiti nyika yose ngaichizvindikitwa nekuripiswa pamhosva dzakarwa nevamwe vanhu vasiri kuziva. Handiyo tarisiro yeveruzhinji. veruzhinji vari kutarisira kuti nenguva yazvatora kubva pavakaona kuti paita kuderedzerwa vangadai vakatotora matanho ekugadzirisa ipapo, kwete kutitambisira nguva yose takamirira kuti tave pedo nekuziva mari zvavo, tave kurongera kuti vana vachienda kuA level tozongoerekana taakunzi vana ivavo nga vachitangisa kunyora nevasingazivi kuti zvakatombofamba sei. Hazvisi zvinhu zvine tsarukano. Nokudaro ndinoti zvaitwa navamavhima hazvina ungwaru zvachose.
Thank you that notenda vabamu. I know you want to run, you are in a rush, but let me take our second guest. I'll be coming back to you shortly to recap, and I promise I'll release you then. Lo liqwetha ubaba uJeremiah Bhamu uyakhuluma yena ukuthi okwenziwe yiZimsec logatsha lwezemfundo into engekho emthethweni ukubana njalo yinto esingathi kayikho fair ukuthi ayisuye wonke umntwana owaqilibezelayo owathola iphepha kungakalotshwa lomhloliso wasebona ukuthi okay imibuzo ekhona yile impendulo zami zizohamba kanje. Ayisuye wonke umntwana owakwenzayo khonoko. Uyatsho ukuthi balutshwana mhlawumbe abathola iphepha lelo kungakabhalwa bahamba ukuyabhala sebekwazi ukuthi imibuzo ekhona yiphi. Ngakho uthi ubaba uBhamu akulunganga ukuthi uhulumende ajezise umntwana wonke. Nanku phela sokuthiwa ngolwesihlanu umntwana wonke obhale iphepha lelo kumele penduke lapha abhalela khona ayibhala kakutsha. And joining me now is my second guest. That's going to be none other than Raymond Majongwe, the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary General. Va Majongwe ndi nomugamuchirai muchirongwa. Makadi henyu?
Aiwa tinofara hedu, how are you?
Aiwa tinofaragana muchifarawo. Mainzwa nyaya iri mugango. Muri kuzvionawo sei sevarairidzi?
Asevarairidzi hatina kumbobvira tazvisapota kubva pazvakaitika. Takati isusu it's so sad kuti unoita collective punishment. Kunzibamba vabiwa nyama voti munhu wese ari pamba ipapo acharohwa. Imimi mukuzwa kuti avhura poto ndiani, aonekwa aine mafuta muhomwe ndiani, aonekwa achitenga ndiani, asi nepamusana pekuti muri kuda kungokanganisira vamwe mobva mati that ndichibatarika collective punishment. Chinorwadza chacho ndechekuti kune vana vasina mafoni, kune vana vanogara kunzvimbo dzekuti nanhasi havasati vaziva kuti kuri kunyorwa bepa, kune vana vati vandombotora ezembo yekuti kupota school of the blind. Vana ivavo hatinamboti vakaonera bepa anyway, but now they are now being put in the basket rekunzi nyorai pasa. And yet vanhu vagara vari disadvantage nakugara iye zvinezvi pane vana vari kunze kwenyika, pane vana vari maareas ari very inaccessible. All those conditions and all those factors have not been considered, and we feel kuti the real culprits are known. If one was going to look at kuti how was this paper leaked, you know kuti normally zvinofamba sei kuti mapepa aliko aya. Takambogara pasi sepitz tichiongorora zvinhu zvaiitika, tikaona kuti a kakawanda wanda mapepa yaanolikwa achibva from the source. But iye zvino zvinoza tii kuti pane vanhu vasi kuda kutora responsibility, and at the end of the day now we are collective blanket punishment, which we believe is, you know, is very unfair, is cruel, is satanic to use for lack of better ways. Saka tisati tikurudzira vanhu kuti ngatidimandei kuti Zimsec board imire basa nepamusana pekuti hatingabvumi zvinhu zvakadaro kuti the innocent child is being inconvenienced all because some people failed to deliver a good clean exam. Sei zvinhu zvisi kuitika kucambridge. Cambridge iri kunyorwa muno nezvikoro zvakawanda nevana vakawanda. Why are the same problems not happening? Because at the end of the day what has basically happened is kuti we are setting a dangerous precedent kuti vanhu vakanga vaita zvakati tinopanisha vese. One, maparents are not ready. Vana vechikoro vacho have not been given due ample time to prepare. Mwana akaprepare 4 years kuti anyore examini, nhasi taakumupa 1 week. And we think kuti politically even nguva yebenzi redu rainzi mugaderiariya hazvina kumboitika. Why are we now allowing it under a new government yatobi iri kunzi kutungamirwa napuresidendi ari nani? You know, I always want to believe that if this government listens, like the Katawa Wanaid at Tanga, but when the people have spoken about the curriculum, they have refused to listen. They have spoken about this process, it is shambolic, it creates a dangerous precedent. They also don't want to listen. But I have to share with you, we may be actually, you know, because when we are unfailing to come to grips, we really do to have an hour and a
Thank you there. Mr. Majongwe, please do stay on the line as I switch back to lawyer, human rights lawyer, Jeremiah Bamu. Mr. Bamu, some are suggesting that ZIMSEC has clearly demonstrated its inability to carry out these examinations. And some are suggesting that maybe it's time to go back to Cambridge. Your take?
I would agree, because the education system of any nation should have high integrity. But if every year we are receiving complaints or dissatisfaction or indications that the education system or the examination board is failing to discharge its duties fairly, partially, without any complaints being raised, it then becomes necessary to look for plan B. And in these circumstances, the only plan B could be to resort to a more professional examination body as they try to set their house in order and possibly introduce professionalism in the manner in which those examinations are held.
Thank you there, Mr. Bamu. I know you had said 10 minutes. I have gone beyond that. But thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you there, Ngubaba uJeremiah Bamu. Igqwetha uthi yena ngokubona kwakhe njengokukhulunywa ngabaningi sokuyisikhathi sokubana mhlawumbe ilizwe libuyele kuCambridge. Siyazi ukubana ngabe le ZIMSEC iCambridge iyo ebihlola abantwana, iyo ebiloba imihloliso, ibiyo i-examination board yelizwe. Kodwa kuthe ngokubuya kweZIMSEC, ilizwe lasuka ke kuCambridge selisiya kuZIMSEC. Kodwa njengokutsho kwami, iZIMSEC has demonstrated year after year ukuthi ayilungelanga ukubana ibe iyiyo eqhuba imihloliso, ngoba almost every year, kumbe vele every year, not almost every year, elikhona iphepha elilikayo eliphumayo elikhitshwa ngudlu ngabantu khona lephakathi kuZIMSEC, bekhiphela abantu babo, bekhiphela izihlobo, bekhiphela abangane ukuze balibone lelo phepha bengakabhali, ukuthi nxa sebefika bebhala ngale betshaye konke 100%. Yikuswela ke lokho esingathi professionalism kweZIMSEC khonoko. Yikho abantu abaningi besithi hayi sokwisikhathi sokuthi kubuyelwe kuCambridge. Asazi ukuthi lithini-ke lina emakhaya, asixhumaneni khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7 uhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lungolwabasakhulayo. Coming back to you, Mr. Majongwe, some have said that you know, like the previous speaker, human rights lawyer Jeremiah Bamu, it's time to go back to Cambridge. I know you said it earlier. You said something close to that, but not directly, that we should go back to Cambridge. Is it time to go back to Cambridge?
No. Apparently, we have traveled too long a distance to go back. Otherwise, we'll get lost forever. What we need is to create a professional reputation. We have invested so much in ZIMSEC for us to go back to Cambridge. We need to empower our people. We need to create a system that is foolproof. We need to be able to say to ourselves, we have come this far, let's strengthen the resolve of creating a quality exam brand. And I think ZIMSEC has been doing very well. We have made a huge investment in terms of human capital, in terms of equipment, in terms of training our people. All we need is what the ED has done. But the CIO was in shambles. He removed the bad apples. They chased them away. We need to do the same with all these institutions. We need to get rid of everybody with the corrupt tendencies, like what has happened with the police. Let's cleanse the system. Let's give him a clean bill of health by making sure that we have a lot of professionals out there who have left Zimbabwe, whom we can always hire back and say, because we have people who are working in the exam processes in England, in South Africa, in many other institutions that we need to bring back. Because what we need, if we are really going to stand up and say today, one of the Cambridge alternatives is not the best and the only solution. We can always bring the higher back our people, give them the professional impetus that they need, cleanse the demons of corruption, and make sure that we give people the correct remuneration. The other thing that we don't need to ignore here is poverty. People are poor, and when they get access to this resource, they can make money. Let's professionalize. Let's give people money. The moment we have better salaries, all these things will correct themselves. You need to understand that there are certain standards that we have set. One, there is what is called the top 100 in our schools. What has it done? People compete to ultimately win the top school. And that creates a serious challenge because it's a false ranking. Secondly, we've allowed so many people to come into education as private investors, creating private colleges. What have they done? They've been given fraudulent operating licenses. You go to Rua, you go to Mavuku, you find people in the examination centers, and they are right in the middle of the identity system to say how they got, if you don't understand how they got these licenses and certificates. All that are the issues that must be addressed. People cannot just create a college, put it under a tree in a shed, and they are given an examination center license. All these things must be stopped. And I want to believe that if ED is honest, that he wants normalcy to return, we cannot have people who are just getting licenses to run schools for professional purposes where they are exploiting and destroying our good reputation as a good academic country. And I think all these are the issues that we must interrogate as a group and to make sure that those who have been found wanting are dealt with. The more we turn a blind eye to all this, the more we exacerbate the situation. Because corruption, connivance, wrong people coming into the profession, selfish people are all coming in and they are spoiling the apple for everybody.
Thank you there, Mr. Majongwe. And please do stay on the line. Ngubaba uMajongwe, uRaymond, uSecretary General uNompala Jikelele wenhlanganiso yababalisi, iProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Yena uthi kavumelani labanye abathi mhlambe sokuyisikhathi sokubuyela uCambridge. UMajongwe uthi no, ngeke senze njalo. We have invested ama-resources amaningi kakhulu kuZimsec. Ngakho ngeke sibuyele kuCambridge. Okudingakalayo, kusho uMajongwe, ukubana kukhitshwe abantu abangethembekanga kuZimsec, kuxotshwe isiphathamandla, ilolonge kakutsha linhlanganiso lolu gatsha. Kube laloko ukuthiwa yi-professionalism, abasebenza khona babhadalwe ukuhle ukubana kungabi lo yedwa otholakala esiba le-temptation, esiba lesilingo sokuthi ethengise iphepha lemhloliso khonapho ukuze ethole imali yokugada umjova kumbe imali yokuthenga isinkwa. Ndiyonyaya ya tiri kuzeya nasi nyaya yekunyorwa kwevunzo ze O-level English paper 2 ziri kunyorwa patswa nemswechishanu shondo rino. Asi dare rinogona kumisa kana kusamisa vunzo idzi parecha pamutongo waro mangwana panyaya yakakwizwa nevabereki vaviri kudare High Court. Silo mzali lapa utaruvinga kobulawayo tine vataruvinga vane mwana mbereki vane mwana anofanira kunge achinyorawo bvunzo his name sechishanu. Baba Taruvinga, siya kwamukela, tinomugamuchira vataruvinga.
Ndotenda Jesu.
Aha, zvakamira sei kubulawayo uko? Mwana atogadzirira here kunyora name sechishanu?
mwana ari kugadzirira but veedzi kuti vatoita magroups epawhatsapp ekuti vange vachibatsirana as it is vana vange vatorelax but now chaakurwadza ndide kuti instead of isusu as parents kuti tiexpecte maresults taakutoexpecta kuti vanhu vadzokere kuchikoro now problem imwe iripo ndeyekuti sevana vedu isusu vange vari pabodi pavasingabvumirwe macell phones kana mapersonal laptop kana kuri kunzi examination yakalika vana vedu vakaiwana sei how zvinorwadza izvozvo semubereki izvozvo ndikufanira kutsvaga mari yekuti mwana akwira adzokere kuchikoro and school yachona iri kutaura kuti hativape chikafu nekuti maschool leavers isusu as parents we've got to now foot the bill yekukwidza vana kuenda kuchikoro tovatsvagira chikafu chekunodya ikoko and bring them back and kana maresults paanozobuda whenever it is tosvaga futi mari yekuti vanotsvaga vanotora maresults zvinorwadza semubereki and taking into account kuti mari muno muzimbabwe iri kunetsa kuwana
asi mwana ari kufungidzira kuti angangova akapasa hake here bvunzo dzegore rapfuura idzi.
Yeah, he was so confident with, you know, I know zvakanaka and well, interaction yandaita nemateachers aina vaitaura kuti no, he's one of those students vati kutarisira kuti anobuda nemagood results.
Asi iye zvino izvi kwakunzi mwana wese nemusi wechishanu dzokera kwakanyorera unonyora bvunzo idzi patswa.
Ndo zviri kuitika and chimwe chiri kurwadza chaita ndiyoti chikoro chaita chiri kuti kana vana achiuya kuzonyora ngauye akapfeka full uniform. We had given away my uniform kiti hai mwana kana akuenda kuform 5 you would need a new set of uniform. Haisiyerafana nepaanga achidzidza. So I've got to buy my uniform just for 2 hours. Can you imagine?
Saka anzi kana asina uniform haabvumizi kunyora.
Haabvumirwe kunyora.
Wow, this doesn't make any sense.
So kana azvibatsire kuti ndiinde kune waakapa muzukuru wake wakapa toti mbodzora uniform iyai mbononyoreswa. Sekuru wako ambononyora examination then vodzoka vakupa. It doesn't make sense to me.
Aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vataruvinga tinomushuvira rombo rakanaka mwana wenyu.
Aiwa tinotenda and I'm just hoping kuti my parents we've taken this initiative kuHarare it will yield some positive results because it's just painful to punish every student for a leak inozikanwa kuti yakabva kupi. This has never had my credible examinations. So why should our children be punished for that?
Yeah, that's the question many people are asking. Thank you there, Mr. Taruvinga.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
I'll keep listening.
Thank you. Do the same. Meanwhile, Vama Jongwe, please do stay on the line. Utaruvinga ngumzali uhlala kobulawayo uthi umntanakhe ngomunye wabantwana bamele babhale kakutsha ngolwesihlanu uyakusola kakhulu lokhu njalo uthi okumdanisa kakhulu yikuthi abantwana kuthiwa bebuye bebhale begqoke ama-uniform bebeku-form 4 bese beqedile isikolo i-uniform yabo usayigcinelene usuqedile. Ngakho uthi okumzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi seza kuyathenga iuniform entsha ukuthi umntana ke ahambe eyiqukile ngalelo lango lesihlanu kuyabhala ngoba ubengaselayo iuniform yaleso sikolo. Ngithathe omunye njalo umlaleli ecingweni ubaba uKhumalo einsiza. Baba Khumalo kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila kunjani einsiza?
Hayi insiza kuright izulu liyana lapha kwaGodla yavoka.
Akodla wamnyama ikela line baba sidla amakhomane.
Ya, liqiniso baba.
Uyizwile indaba?
Ye, indaba ngiyayizwa sibili baba.
Lawo lo mntwana omele abhale kakutsha?
Hayi, wamubhalile kodwa i-English kayibhalanga, ubhale okunye lokho.
Aha, kungani engayibhalanga i-English? Wayevele seyibhalile phambilini?
Ye, waseyibhalile phambilini.
Wayipasa?
So I just we're
okay. Kodwa ungathini ngalinda?
No mani yazi ukuthi mina into engayizwisisiyo ukuthi ilizwe lonke kuthiwe khona kalibhale ukuthi kodwa mina bekwazi ukuthi kulabantwana abaleso sikolo abayiwa abalikhise information okuthi abaye ukuthi bona babe yibo bona laba abalikhise information ukuthi abawazi ukuthi babona iphepha ababe yibo ababhalayo ngoba abantu labo ungananzela zathi uchuka ukuthi isikhathi esiningi iminyaka yonke zezothiwa ngikhona iphepha lifohlile iphepha lifohlile ngendlela zokuthi bona laba abantu abafake emahhofisini ngabantu abaphongufakwa nje abangafundanga abangakwaziyo ukuthi vele kuqakatheka kwephepha leli kuyini yilo uhluphe esinayo so bona abantu abanti bayafohlisa ngabomo besenzela ngikhona kodwa abashaye 100% abantu bona bevele bengabhasanga iningi labo yikho vele likwenza iminyaka yonke
mhm Kungalungisizwa njani manje indaba yezimseki le baba Khumalo ukuze ngoba uyathi ukuthi almost every year liyafohla iphepha ukhona olikhiphayo ngudle siyathengisa kungaqedwa njani lokho
Hayi abaxoxe labantu emsebenzini indaba
Mhm
Abaxoxe uqhayise ukuthi asibili abaxoxe uqhashwe kutsha njalo nxa bechasha futhi abantu laba bananzelela ukuthi ilizwe leli labantu abaningi kakhulu baduka ukuthi bona bachasha wani mhlobo Kona lo mhlobo odoqhatshwayo futhi yoza kusenza izinto zolezo yonke ufohlisa ngaphepha okwenzela abantu abauzotshwa ngikhona. Ngiyazi ngiyangizwa ubuhlungu uzotshwa ngikhona bekhuluma konke okwakhuluma owayengumongameli umgabathi yeyabamandebele kafundanga yeke laba baxotshe eSouth Africa. Kanti bona bekwathi vele bona batshontsha imfundo abazi njengangoko akakwenze nika unkosikazi wakho idegree engalifundanga. Kanti yabona ukuthi into evele isukela phezulu khona ngani.
Mhm.
Ngavele kusizisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lokhu.
Aha, hayi. Isithemba balalele baya kuzwa Khumalo. Siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo ba.
Yeah, siyacela phela yazi isikhathi esiningi vesihla sifona lapha kuhlelo singangeni. Uze uqe uphele umnyaka ngikwazi ukuthi kanti amafoni nawahambisa njani.
Hayi, njengoba sungenile namhlanje Khumalo sizahlala sikufonela.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Hayi, lati siyabonga. Ubabingelele avoka kona ngapha.
Hayi, zababingelele.
Siyabonga baba. Coming back to you Mr. Majongwe, the parents are talking, they are speaking bayakhuluma abazali babereki bari kutaura ndofunga manzwa vataruvinga vachichema chema nenyaya kuti hanzi mwana wavo kana kuti vana vese vanofanira kuuya kuzvikoro vakapfeka ma uniform nemiswe yechishanu ndokuti vabvumidzwe zvekare kunyora mambonzwa nezvazvo here izvi vamajongwe
Yami ngizwile baba uyakhathaza sibili ukuthi these are some of the same conditions that they are now putting across and we don't agree with that because at the end of the day one must stand up and say why are we creating these new rules if kids wrote exams they finished and what they do with their uniforms is not the government's business now they are setting conditions that are basically creating more problems for the parents. Yabona ukuthi khathesi if you go out in the rural areas, besides that, they want uniforms. There are children now, the girl child, who has to travel. In Matabele, not for instance, abazali who are there telling you ukuthi there are children who have to travel 7-8 kilometers on foot to go to business school, to go to the nearest school to write for their exam. They need food, they need to prepare. And at the end of the day, they are actually violating their own standards. Ukuthi akula umuntu uzobuya ukuthi azobhala exam without an examination slip. They have not done all these things. And they are just saying come back and write. And these are the inherent contradictions that will actually cheapen the exam because at the end of the day, we are going to see a lot of problems because, one, it's not foolproof. That this exam will not be leaked again. They have made statements that they are going to send the soldiers to guard the papers and everything. But at the end of the day, these are the weaknesses that are going to be open for abuse because at the end of the day, there are many other things that happen. Like now, they're actually disrupting the school setup more because the teachers who were already teaching the new curriculum, which is confused and confusing, are now being forced to leave school again. To go and mark these English exams, which means we are actually creating confusion in the midst of another set of confusion. And these are the things that we are saying as a union. This must never be repeated. In countries where the rule of law is respected, Somebody should have been arrested. Others should have voluntarily resigned. And but nonetheless, because this is Zimbabwe, it's business as usual, even when people have made such mistakes or blunders. So we have a real problem, you know, Mitch.
Go ahead, Mr. Major.
Talk to me, Sergeant. I'm listening.
I was going to ask, though, to your knowledge, so no one from ZIMSEC was ever fired for this leak?
I will tell you, when I listened to the presentation by the judge in the High Court this afternoon, the judge was saying, up to now, you tell me, if they have not rolled, imagine. The judge was actually asking that question because he was actually anticipating that if they had rolled the ZIMSEC. But no, it has rolled at ZIMSEC, and they're actually continuing as if it's business as usual. The ministry is trying to protect everything. We were called for a meeting by the permanent secretary, and all they wanted us to do was to say, well, we must okay this process and let it happen. But at the end of the day, any serious government would have said, this is the problem we have. Call your stakeholders, sit down with them and say, how best do we deal with it? It appears people are just taking Zimbabweans for granted. Anything can happen and they are just happy to go away with it. This is why tomorrow we have organized a march, two marches. One that starts at 1 o'clock at Second Extension in Harare, to march to ZIMSEC to end over a petition. And one that starts at Africa Union Square at 1 o'clock to end over a petition to the Ministry of Education with our set of demands. Because we believe it's unfair to the education system, to the parents, to the children. And it creates a vicious circle of uncertainty that will worsen our reputation and credibility as a country that has been producing quality students in this country.
Thank you, Babu Majongwe. Qhubeka ubambile khonapho ngingakathathi uBaba uMkandla. Uyakhuluma lapho uBaba uMajongwe ubese dalele High Court lamhlanje lapho engilitshele khona ukubana bekulodaba oluhanjiswe ngabazali. Bephikisa indaba le kahulumende yokubana abantwana kumele babhale kakutsha ngolwesihlanu. Uyakhuluma lapho uMajongwe ubekhona emthethwandaba uthi uMahluli ubuzile ukuthi ukhona yini osexotshiwe from iZIMSEC njengoba lisithi kwaba lokuqilibezela okubanzi okutsho ukuthi ukhona ophakathi kuZIMSEC owalikisa iphepha kukhona yini osokwenziwa ukhona yini osexotshiwe kuthiwa baphenduleke abakahulumende bathi hayi akekho oweZIMSEC osexotshiwe kodwa abantwana yibo asebejeziswa hanzi nabamajongwe bangwari mudare nhasi panyaya yakwizwani vabereki vachiipikisa nyaya iyi yekudzokororwa kwebvunzo nemusiwechishanu Shondurino. Hanzi vehurumende vabvunzwa kuti isaka pane akadzingwa here basa kana kuti pane zvirango kana kuti matanho amatorera vekuZIMSEC avo vanovaivo vakalikisa pepa. Hanzi mhinduro hapana zvati zvaitika, hapana akadzingwa basa kana kuti hapana akaresaina. Ndonyaya iri pano. Asi pane vari kubvumirana nedanho ratorwa nehurumende iri here rekuti bvunzo idzi dzinyorwe patswa, vakona yina vavumelana lohulumende lobabu mavhima lokatsha lwezemfundo kuvana hayi mpela iphepha leli kumele lilotshwe kakutsha ngoba kwaba lokuqilibezela njengokutsho kwahulumende njengokutsho kukamavhima. Nxa bekona lisazise kuWhatsApp kuFacebook esikhulumeni lingene kuhlelo. Enda joining us now is a long-time educationist and a politician, uBaba uThandeko Zinti Mkandla. Good evening, Baba Mkandla, and welcome.
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners and viewers.
Thank you so much for joining us. What's your take? What do you make of this animal that we are discussing tonight?
The long and short of it is that the whole system of education in this country is in shambles. And it is not some funny or weird or abnormal or supernatural happening. It is a man-made disaster. Honestly, honestly, 4 months down the road, they tell us that there was a leaking of papers from ZIMSEC.
What have they been doing all these 4 months? Is it really true anyway that the paper leaked? For example, you saw that his or her relatives and then has own children failed the paper, and therefore they are trying to give them a chance at the strength of the whole nation. We don't believe that over 200,000 students or candidates set for that paper. How many are affected? I don't believe that a child out in Malalume, Madambuzi, Zambwe has to be punished for something that may happen somewhere in Harare. It is very unfair, and it won't be able or be possible to gather everyone to come and rewrite that paper. As we are talking now, I was in Gwanda over the weekend. There are two children in Lambakeni. Those who know Gwanda would know that Lambakeni is part of the Botswana border. They attended school or they wrote their examinations in Magunje. And they, those that know Zimbabwe know that Magunje is somewhere in Karoi. They are now out there with grandmother. How will they get back to the school to rewrite that paper? Not only that. The school timetable, as Mr. Majoki has just put it, is being discussed. Because teachers will have to leave their classes to invigilate, and after invigilation, they have to go and mark the paper. And when is this madness going to come to an end? If, when did they discover that the paper leaked? Examinations are psychological in nature. They need one to prepare themselves before they write. 4 months down the road, they come and rewrite. What does that mean, educationally and psychologically? I'm sure we're going to witness a worse scenario than the paper that was said to have been leaked. I think it's very unfair. I don't understand why. I support those who say something should be done by green tech. You can't have a disaster of this magnitude in a nation like Zimbabwe. And nobody, not even one single soul is apprehended for this heinous crime. What kind of administration or management is that? How did they discover that the paper leaked? Is it under the source of the person or the person that leaked the paper? No. I'm saying this is what I'm saying. I support the parents that took UNICEF and the Ministry of Education to court.
Kodwa okwenzakalayo baba Mkandla ukuthi abanye abantwana babanjayo beqilibezela khona apho bahle babhanwa vele baxoshwa kwathiwa lingasabuyi lingasabhali lakathesi ngolwesihlanu uyatsho urhulumente ukubana labo sebahle bablacklistwa vele abamelanga bahambe bayebhala labo bajeziswa abantwana kodwa zona ingqungquthela phakathi ezimseki lokho ezile msebenzi
kathi abantwana bayazilungisela yini imihloliso obaba Mpumo labalaleli. Angithiwa balelilanti laphuma ngezithubonzi ezimseni. Laba baba yena lo abambona kuqala yena ukuthi wathela kubani. Lo layethi walithela kubani. Kabalandele umkhondo bazaze bathole lapho wasukela khona indaba. Sithi thina mina bengikhona kubhala imihloliso ethiwa Nyakeni. Laba bantwana engababonayo bebhala. Abangamakhulu athile sebezaphila bona labo abantwana ababonakalayo kanti yindaba bona bengacubungulanga babona ukuthi yebo laba sebebaqedile basebaqedile nabo abanye sebeselane kati angithi bajeziswa nabo nanxa kokumele kujeze kakhulu izigangi izixhwali ezisezimthethi laba abanye abantwana abaselani labazali babo umbuzo khonabo ikhothi kutholi ukuthi akusebenzi akulangqondo okuyinto lokhu kakudingwe indlela zokubana abantu bangathwaziswa nzima yizinto ezenziwa ngothubayi begqoke amathayima ofisini.
Thank you there, Babu Mkandla. Those who have just joined in, this is The Connection coming to you live from Studio 7 in Washington. And tonight we are talking about the English paper 2 rewrite scheduled for Friday this week after the results were nullified by the government, citing a quote-unquote widespread cheating and irregularities. Ndo nyaya ya tiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi vachangoti bata. Studio 7 chirongwa ende chive chidigi The Connection. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nedanho ratora nehurumende rekubata vadzidzi vakanyora bvunzo dzeO-levels gore rapfuura dzeEnglish paper 2. Hanzi vanofanirwa kunyora bvunzo idzi patswa nemusi wechishanu svondo rino. Nekuti hurumende yakaona kuti pane vadzidzi vakawanda vakabiridzira. Asi nyaya iyi iri kupikiswa nevamwe vabereki kumatare edzimhosva. Uyezve dare richange richitura mutongo waro mangwana. Hilo tava esingalo lamhlanje sihlobo sitonekayo abasanda sixhuma uhlelongo lwenu sikhangela indaba isinqumo sikarhulumente sokubana abantwana abalobe izifundo ze-A-level iphepha paper number 2 elesikhiwa English paper 2 last year kumele babhale kakutsha ngolwesihlanu lwakuliviki. Urhulumente uthi kwaba lokuqilibezela okukhulu kuloo mhloliso ngoba bakhona abantwana abathola iphepha bahamba ukuyabhala sebekwazi imibuzo ekhona. Kodwa ke lolo daba luphikiswa ngabanye abazali emthethwandaba. Umthethwandaba uluhluzile lamhlanje uza kupha isinqumo salo kusasa. And we have another listener calling us all the way from Binga eManjolo, ubaba Umlenge. Ngiyakwamukela uhlelo baba Umlenge.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Ye kunjani Binga?
Hayi Binga ndiyasewula impela.
Aha, liyani izulu?
Aliyana kakhulu.
Ya kuright kakhulu. Sizathola phela amakhomane lo nyaka sizavuna lapha.
Ya ngithemba uyathembisa nje.
Ya kuhle kakhulu baba. Uyizwile indaba?
Ngizwile baba, yangithinta nami, hey, ngibamba kwamancane.
Ungabe lo mntwana yini lawo mele ebhali kakutsha ngolwesihlanu?
Ababili bonke.
Ye madoda. Bebefunda ngapi? Kona ngapi ePinga?
ePinga lapha eduzane nje eManjolo hayi la.
Eish. So bathini bese belungiselele yini ngoba baphiwe less than 2 weeks. So bebevala yini yamalanga onke lawo baza khona yini ukurevise mpela ungene ekhanda?
Uyabona i-course eyenza 4 years ukuthi ize i-revise nge-1 week kunzima kakhulu.
Kuyahlupha.
Mm.
Eish. Ama uniform lapha omunye umlaleli laye omunye umzalo lo mntwana omele ebhale kakutsha uthe kuthi abantwana bebuye begqoka ama uniform manje wakhe ube ngaselayo le uniform sokumele ayethenga kutsha abakho bebesalawo
kathi vele laba abami kade silima ngawo emasimini angazi kumbe sizayenza njani njalo nje imigomo le mbandela ikhulunyiwe ukubana umntwana akabuye ele school uniform.
Hayi madoda. Bebesalawo yini abakho?
Basela njengoba sisilima bebelima ngawo ngelozeli ngenkomo. Hayi
madoda. Nasi indaba.
Kumele ukuthi kuyodinga uniform ezasebenza after 2 hours ibe se-expire.
Konapho yabo ukhiphe inkalata zezimali evele ingekho.
Vele, imali ayikho imisebenzi ayitholakali sizama lalapha ukubana siza abantwana nanku-ke.
Manje
mina ngikubuza kuminista lo education lo. Ngakuqala uthe usazisa ukuthi ngibophe abantu abadisiphetha. Kulokuthi ayenze isikhuma sokuthi iphepha ungalibhale kangabantu laba abalidisipeth ukuthi ungakuphile yini
akuthiwa kulobotshiweyo bakukhulumile emthethwandaba lamhlanje
kutho ukuthi phela akuchaci phela
ye abezimiseki bona abangaba yibo abalikhisa iphepha yibo kanye ngoba anti yibo abaphathi izikhwama zamaphepha. So nxa iphepha seliyalika litholakale ebantwaneni besikolo liyabe livele khona kuzimiseke.
ukuphela yizo ngisithi mina ngabe uqale kwabotsha bona bengaphandisa abantwana bethu sizayenza kanjani thina.
Yeah, nayiqiniso kodwa ukuthi akulobotshiweyo khonapho kuzimseka baba Mlenge.
Uzimseka le sibabuleni where disorder is the order of the day.
Yeah. Hey, akuzalunga.
We are not here to really.
Yayi, abazali abaningi libathukuthele labo njengawe mnumzana.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo baba Mlenge.
Nami ngiyabonga ntukamini.
Mhm, siyabonga khona ngapha eBhinga ubabingelele ngumlenge ke lo esithayela ucingo esemanjolo. Khona le eBhinga, before I come to you baba uMkandla, Mr. Majongwe Mambotaura ne chirongwa chekuratidzira mangwana. Mbori tsanangurai muri kuti muri kuratidzira as a PTUZ chete kana kuti pane vamwe vamuri kubatana navo bozi nambozwa kuti vana Jacob Ngari Vhume vachange vachiratidzirawo kuHarare. Wakamira sei urongwa hwekuratidzirawo?
Apa iumwe nokopa munhu wese wese zvakangoitika parakabvisa mugabi paapaya munhu wese anga aine makonsenzi akakangouyawo. Saka isusu sepitiyo zedu tikuti vamaorganisedi rura kuti yezvinyina vatatinawo munhaurirano iyoyi nevamwe vese naanodawo zvake nemubereki nemwana wese everyone anoda kuuya everyone is invited. We can't stop people because this is a national concern and we are saying kumuna munhu wese munhu wese anoya nebhana rake raanoda toenda ikoko tonosiya zvichemo zvedu kuministiri kuti aiwa ngavagadzirise nyaya iyi zvakataurwa navamunangagwa zviya kunzi kana vanhu vataura Mwari ataura kudaira kuti mangwana tichaona Mwari achiudza hurumende kuti mabatsiro ari kuita bvunzo dzedu haasiri watinoda. Saka ngavateere zvichemo zvevana vezimbabwe nepamusoro pekuti hatingashandi so much kuti tasenza so much tisevenze gadzalala ukuti silungise izinto we mark the papers well we try ukuyenza konke ukuti abantwana bafunde then they kick us in the teeth like this. We must see that people are punished, order is restored, and sanity is given back to our exam processes.
Aha. So which angsela loko kuza bakone Harare kuphela?
Yeah, because this is where we get the ministry at the head office, and this is where the minister is, and this is where Zimsek is. And everyone else, wherever they are, they can pray, they can send solidarity messages, and make sure that anyone who is in Harare, we all go as a block, because if we allow this to happen, imagine even where I am Gabriel, this never happened. Now when we have said we have replaced the dictator and we have brought somebody who is better, then the worst starts happening. I think we must stand up and say, this fire and no further. And we want government and Dwana Zima to listen to what the people are saying. Because if they don't, then we'll go after their heads as well. Because we are just making sure that we want to protect the reputation and continue producing the graduates that must be taken at any university all over the world like we've always done.
Thank you there, Mr. Majongwenda. Please do stay on the line. Babu Mkandla bengaphuma ngobunengi abantu kusasa betshengisele. Behlokome mpela ubona kusiza yini mhlawumbe uhulumende etshintsha esithi hayi imhloliso mayingalotshwa.
Yangiboni nje udiko lukahulumende lokuba nyake izinto ezinhlelo ezijiyeneyo nguhulumende weziqholo nguhulumende wamahlongandlebe njengoba esithi umnumzana lapho kodwa bangaze bale baqinise amakhanda bathi akwenzeli ku abakufunayo iqinise ukuthi sebezile endleleni zabo lenqondweni zabo ukuthi abantu kabakujabuleli neze lokokwenzakalayo kodwa nxa engukhulumende onandlelela imfuno lenhlelo lezikhalazo zabantu kumele avume adinge enye indlela. Thina abane kade sanaka imihlobiso bantu zingaba khona indlela zokuphuma le mphumela ephosifana nelalo kokuphela ngutwana nxa mithe wahlalwa phazi kwabiswa kulaloko okumele kwenzakale. Ngobana iqiniso yokuthi uhulumende uqondane naloko okufunwa ngabantu. Xa uhulumende lowo engasaphi loko okufunwa ngabantu, yikho waphume uyehluleka yenza nambe day. Sebesehlule bathi baqaza ukwenza inhlalakahla yesigameko esingaka ilizwe lokhu likhangele. Nangusehlula loo mazima nabantu bakhe laba abanye nabaphume babona abantu abazimisele kwenza kuthi kathi bona ingoma bani iminyaka yonke yinto ebalivuzile yinto ebalivuzile kabafundi yiziqoqoto ezingena ezingafundiyo kuthi nje ligqike lapho ukuvuza ngakhona.
Mhm. Siyabonga baba uMkandla. And coming back to you, Mr. Majongwe, as we wind down now, we only have 5 minutes remaining on the clock. Your last word, Mr. Majongwe, how do we move forward?
The government must learn to listen to its citizens. We cannot punish the innocent because we want to punish the guilty. When the ex falls, it must fall on those who have proved that they did not comply with the minimums that we expected. Whatever government wanted to do, they should have been able to arrest the people who caused this, made it known to say this is where the epicenter of the problem. It's these schools that were affected. Honestly, we can't be punishing the people in rural Zimbabwe. We can't be punishing the blind O-level students. We can't be punishing those that we know that there is no way they would have participated in this particular thing. Because this blanket punishment, where you want to kill one rat, then you come and fumigate the whole house and you affect everyone. It's wrong for government to do that. They must listen to their citizens, their teachers have spoken. We don't agree with the approach because they found a better way of dealing with this problem and to make sure that this will not be repeated in the future. Zimsek must know that they are doing this in trust. It's not their baby. It's a national cause. We need to do away with this era of trying to create competition where private colleges are creating fake results because they want to attract more students to their entities. And the registration processes are bogus and fake. And the ministry just needs to know that the more they are going to work with corrupt people, they are creating and destroying the reputation of our education system that they've done very well over the years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Majongwe. And Timbotoram Tereri, just for 30 seconds, Martin, South Africa. Magadi mkomo wangu.
Ndiripo magadi.
Ndiripo Tereri. Nguwa za famba, mune 30 seconds. Tipe yo fungwa zenyo.
Ya panyari ya mamu chikurukura neza hiyo. Minister chaisa wana wana kana kana matana wana kwa sanga itura. Pane bumburi remu temuro fanange jishanti tiwaka. Zimseki zeno fanange jitaura neza hazo. Kuti ilide karo fanange jizekuro jwa kote minister. Ika pwane kwa ito kanga nisa kapa bumburi remu temu. La hiyo waka zuura fanitipi paraka nyoro wandizi. Raka nyoro raka tarisko. Raka te raka onyiru wa inseki andizi. Raka lika ura ito daru. Wanga dera kanga uri dzokuru dzaka gorera kapira racho kuti kuzoti mazvauta abude zvino kuti vananga vadzokuru dzaka ipapapa kaitika.
Mhm. Hai wat notenda mukoma matene kupinda muchirongwa.
Shakana kai.
Aha. And on that note, I'd like to say thank you very very much to PTUZ Secretary General Raymond Majongwe, human rights lawyer Jeremiah Bamu, and of course ubaba uThandeko Zintimkandla, a politician, a culturalist, a pastor, and an educationist. He's pretty much everything that's nice. And emzansi ubaba uZuma uJay-Z bambambile xhaka libandla lakhe le ANC bathoka isikhathi sokubana echaye phansi yena sizwa ukuthi uthi hayi kangindawo. Uchamukile ubaba uZuma asaziyo zala nkomoni kodwa sokufika maphethelweni ngamaphethelo ohlelo lwethu kanye lamaphethelo ohlelo ombuso kababa uZuma kwanele kwalamhlanje sihlanganeni ngevikezayo livalelisayo ngentungameli inkomo.